Last time we started discussing in Hagim of the 3 weeks, we talked about the issue of Mematin B'Simcha, Mematin B'Masu Matan. There's an Isser of Taspores that the Ashkenazim have from Shavuos B'Tammuz until after Tisha B'Av. Today, I'd like to start talking about the issue of listening to music. An old minig that exists in Klal Yisrael is not to listen to music throughout the 3 weeks. Where does this come from? It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The siman we keep on looking at is siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Doesn't talk about not listening to music, so where did they get it from? So, at first glance, one could suggest, along the lines of the Rav that we mentioned yesterday, the Rav wanted to say that the periods of Avelis that we have for Avelis Yeshana, for the Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, are patterned after the Avelis Chadasha of a typical Avel, if someone loses a Karov. So just like there's a period of Yud Beis Chodesh and Shloshim and Shiva, so too for the Avelis Yeshan of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there are these three periods as well. And the Rav suggested that the period of the 3 weeks, meaning the period before the 9 days, the period from Shavuos B'Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh Av, is patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. So one could suggest that if you find by an Avel that there's an Issa to listen to music, so that would explain why throughout the 3 weeks there's an Issa to listen to music as well. That's the first way, that's the general direction that we'd like to go in. The question is that true? Do we find by an Avel that there's an Issa to listen to music during Yud Beis Chodesh? So there's an interesting Aruch HaShulchan that discusses this question. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Yerideya, in Hilchas Avelus. In Hilchas Avelus, in Yerideya, Simin Shin Sadi Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Isser of an Ovel to be involved in Sha'ar Mine Simcha, in Kol Mine Simcha, as he calls it. So the major focus of the Shulchan Aruch in this Simin is whether an Ovel is allowed to be involved in different Su'udos of Simcha, like a Bris Mila, and a Pidyon HaBen, and a Chasana, and a Chuppah, etc., etc. So in Sif Gimel of the Shulchan Aruch discusses the details, we're not going to get involved in them over here, as to whether an Ovel is allowed to go to a Chuppah, allowed to participate in the chuppah without a meal. Shalom b'shas achila, b'shas achila. Achila seems to be a major factor over here. The achila produces a lot of simcha for the oven. So on that Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan comments that Likones l'chuppah, this is in Sif Yud Beis, page 10 in the packet. Likones l'chuppah shalom b'shas achila l'shma ha-brachos. Yesh matirim le'ovel de'eno iserak b'hasa'uda. Some are maker for an ovel that he's allowed to come to a chuppah shelo b'shas achila, because the real problem for an ovel is the sa'uda. Aval b'shah sha'omdim sham b'mizmutei chasam ekala. Interesting word. Mizmutei chasam ekala. It doesn't really appear in any other circumstance. I'm not really sure what the word means, but you get the point. Right? Mizmutei chasam ekala is the kind of thing that you don't have to define, because we know what it is. It means in the dancing levedik with the chasam ekala, lo yikones labayis kala. I think that's a mistake. It's not lo yikones, but rather lo. He's not allowed to go into the house. Kolshken b'shoa shem ezamrim. I guess mizmute means the dancing, mizamrim means the singing. Later on, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if someone is in Ovel after Shiva, he's allowed to come, if they make the chuppah and the chotzeh beis haknesses, he can come to hear the birchas eres and the birchas nisuim. If ain sham simcha klal, it's mutim miyad achar zayin, achim mizamim sham klei zemer, also la'ovel lishmo. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if they're mizamim with klei zemer, if they're playing music with instruments, so then the ovel is not supposed to come. So it's clear that the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that somehow when there are instruments, the ovel is not supposed to be there. Yovel is not supposed to be then. He continues that throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh, if someone is an Ovel on a parent, so throughout Yud Beis Chodesh, the Ovel is not supposed to hear Klei Zemer. So it would appear that the Aruch HaShulchan assumed that Nichlal, included within this halach of the Shulchan Aruch, that an Ovel is also b'chol minei simcha, is that he's not supposed to listen to music. Not supposed to listen to music that is generated through musical instruments. Now, where did the Aruch HaShulchan get this from? What kind of an Isser is this? Why should the Ovel be Isser in Klei Zemer? I still quoted the Sefer Yisodei Smachos. Rav Aaron Felder quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein, who wanted to be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe said, if you look at the first sif in the Shulchan Aruch there in Simen Shin Sadi Aleph, what does it say? How does the Simen start talking about the Isser of Simcha for an Ovel? Shulchan Aruch says like this, turning back to page 9. Ovel also b'simcha lefikach lo yikach tinoch b'cheko kol shiva shema yavo lidei schok. An Ovel is Osir in Simcha. What kind of a Simcha is the Ovel Osir in? To go to a Chasana? In Shiva, he's not going anywhere. He's not leaving his house. So what Simcha are we talking about in Shiva? Shulchan Aruch says he's not allowed to take a baby on his lap because we're afraid he'll come to Schok. This is a halacha that many people do not know. Very often at a Shiva home, a Shiva home is not such a comfortable experience in general. So sort of to break the ice, what they often do is, you know, when there's a child there, so they'll give the child to the Ovel, and the child will smile at the Ovel will smile at the child, and then the Menachemim come and they say, oh, how old is that child? Very cute. That, from the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that that's not appropriate. They really should not be involved in such an activity. It doesn't mean that the Beis Ovel has to be morose. People have this impression that there can't be any simcha at the Beis Ovel, so therefore it has to be morose, and the Ovel has to be very upset. The Ovel is supposed to be Bavelus. He's supposed to mourn, but he doesn't have to be morose. He doesn't have to be bitzar. There's no question that you're there to be menachem him, but there are limits. There are limits. The Ovel is not supposed to be besimcha. So apparently the Shulchan Aruch understands this is a halacha. It's not stam a minig. It's not something that you know in the 20th century someone invented. It's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Looks like it's based on a Gemara if you look in the sources. That the Ovel is not supposed to take a tinok on his lap the entire Shiva. Reb Moshe thought that this perhaps is the basis of asering an Ovel to listen to music throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh. Now you would ask, throughout Yud Beis Chodesh, he would talk about Shiva, well, what's going on? Reb Moshe apparently assumed that, look, an Ovel is also besimcha, so we have to apply whatever period we're talking about, we have to apply relevant types of simcha to that period. There's no question Yud Beis Chodesh is much more lenient than Shiva, so in Shiva, the Ovel is asur in all kinds of simcha, meaning even in this kind of simcha. Kind of simcha that the Tinok is coming on his lap, that's such a great simcha. Some people enjoy playing with their children, some people don't enjoy playing with their children. Whatever. So this obviously is not as great a simcha as listening to music, listening to tape music, listening to live music. So apparently Reb Moshe assumes that this kind of a simcha, even though it's not a great simcha, but it's some kind of a simcha, it's also for the Ovel Tok Shiva. But extrapolating from this, if we understand that an Ovel is not allowed to be engaged in simcha, so besoch Yud Beis Chodesh, he shouldn't be engaged in more significant types of simcha. So perhaps we can suggest that what's an example of a more significant type of simcha? Listening to music, listening to musical instruments, perhaps that's a more significant kind of simcha. And maybe we should say that we can extrapolate that issa for an Ovel, besoch Yud Beis Chodesh, from this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is what Reb Moshe suggested to explain the issa that the Aruch HaShulchan has for an Ovel to listen to music throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh. So one could say that the same should apply here. If we assume that the 3 weeks is like the Rav is saying, it's like Yud Beis Chodesh, so if an Ovel is not allowed to listen to musical instruments throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh, so Mistama, during the 3 weeks, he shouldn't listen to music either. So that would explain very simply the Minhag Yisrael not to listen to music during the 3 weeks. But we could even add to that. There's a Mogen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph who says that during the 3 weeks, one should not dance. He's talking about engagement parties. We know it's also to get married, or if there's a minig not to get married during the 3 weeks. But it's mutter la'aris. That doesn't mean to do kiddushin. That means to get engaged. We don't really do that either, but technically speaking, la'aris would be okay. Where's this Mogen Avraham? Mogen Avraham Sivkot and Yud. Page is that?
Page one.
So in talking about the heter to be ma'ares, to make a sudas erusin, they make some kind of a suda. We also make a vart of some sort. I'm not sure if he's referring to a vart, but to make a sudas erusin, technically speaking, is mutter. But the Magen Avraham adds at the end of Sukkot and Yud, v'nir ali, the asa lasos rikudin umecholos miyud zayin betamos ve'elef. Rikudim u'mechalos, that's different. Dancing is different. And he echoes a similar sentiment when he talks about Sphira, the Avelis of Sphira, in Simin, Tav Tzadi Gimel, in Magen Avraham as well. And Sivkot now says, Rikudim u'mechalos, he thinks during the days of Sphira, are inappropriate. So interestingly enough, the Aruch HaShulchan, not in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, but in talking about Sphira Sa'omer, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel, it's at the end of the packet, in page 11, the Aruch HaShulchan makes a kolshken, he makes a kavachomer. He says, if the Magen Avraham says that during Sphira one is not supposed to do rikudim and mecholos, The kol shken she'asur lezamer b'klei zemer. This is at the end of Siv Beis, two lines before the end, on page 11. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can extrapolate from the Magen Avraham that if rikudim and mecholos are asur, then kol shken klei zemer should be asur as well. It's interesting. He doesn't say the same thing in Hilchos Tishah B'av, but in the stam it's the same halacha. We see that the two are put together. The Magen Avraham himself put the two together. So Mestama, that idea would apply. So there's not such a pella, because Mestama, for an Ovel as well, we would ask the Rikudim and Mecholos. But even if we don't compare, even if we don't have the brisket categories that the Rav had, from the Magen Avraham itself, there's room to say that Klei Zemer should be Aser during the 3 weeks, because if we're going to ask the Rikudim and Mecholos, maybe Klei Zemer should be just a Kolshkein, a Kalvachomer from Rikudim and Mecholos. But there's one third reason, there's one final reason for why maybe during the 3 weeks there should be an Isser to listen to music. Unrelated to general Avelos, a specific halach over here. And that, actually, Reb Moshe alludes to as well. He doesn't talk about the 3 weeks, he talks about Sfira, but he alludes to this idea in his Chuvas in Yeredeya on page 12, in Yeredeya Chelik Beisim and Kuf Lamedzayin. Before we look at his tshuva, let's give a little bit of the background. This is based on a Gemara in Gittin. Does anyone have a Gemara Gittin? I forgot to bring one. Okay, we'll just do the Bal Peh, I guess. Oh, there are plenty of Gemaras Gittin over here. Okay. The Mishnah in Sota actually says that Mishabotla Sanhedrin, when the Churban Beis HaMikdash started and the Sanhedrin left its place in the Beis HaMikdash, Sabotla Hashir. Is there supposed to be another Shir here? Botla Shir. The Botla Shir Beis Mishtos. Singing in the Beis Mishtos, in the party houses, stopped. As Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, but once the Sanhedrin left its place near the Beis HaMikdash, so then the Shir Beis HaMishtos stopped Chazal Masakin that they no longer should sing in the Beis HaMishtos. That's what the Mishnah in Sota says. The Gemara in Gittin on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Agadah today, some people do it, some people skipped it. Okay. The Gemara says that they sent a question. How do we know that Zimra is Osir? That it's Osir to have music bizman hazeh. So Sirtet v'kosavlu. This is the sugi of Sirtut. That's what it's doing here. It's not. There's no other reason why it's here. So Sirtet v'kosavlu. We don't have to go back to all the lumdas of Sirtut. I'm sure you remember all the lumdas of Sirtut. Well, maybe we should do Chazara during June. Okay, so Sirtet v'kosav lehu, so he wrote down the following pasuk: Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amim. Am Yisrael, don't be so joyous el gil ba'amim, at the joy of the nations. When the nations are joyful, so you shouldn't be joyful. So that's the issa to listen to Zimra. So the Gemara asks the kasha, v'lishlech lehu mehacha, maybe Marukva should have sent from this pasuk, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, yeh mashecha l'shosav. You see that Bashir, you're not supposed to drink wine. Bashir, while singing, you're not supposed to drink wine. So it sounds like you're not supposed to sing, while you're drinking wine. In the Beis HaMishtos, you're not supposed to have a shir. It says the Gemara, Imehahi hava minahani mili zimra demona, aval depu mashari, kamash malon. From the shir, from the pasuk, Bashir lo yishtu yayin. So there I would know that Beis HaMishtos, I would think that Beis Mishtos, one is not allowed to have musical instruments. One can't have Shir B'Kli. But Shir B'Peh, maybe it's Mutter Beis Mishtos. So that's why Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Ba'amim teaches me that even Shira B'Puma is also Aser. So from the Gemara in Gittin, you get the impression, the Gemara is explaining, trying to elaborate, to embellish the Mishnah in Sota, trying to explain when the Mishnah in Sota applies. It would appear that there was some Havamina floating around, that maybe the only Shir that's going to be Aser, Mishabat La Sanhedrin, the shir is going to be also beveis mishtos, a shir bekli, but a shir bepeh is going to be mutter. Kamash malon, even a shir bepeh is going to be also. So, wow, that's quite a chumra. So beveis hamishtos, at least beveis hamishtos, a shir bepeh, it would seem, is going to be also from the Gemara in Gittin. That's exactly what the Rashi there says. Zimra l'shara beveis mishtos. So to sing in the beveis hamishtos when there's yayin, beveis hamishta means that there's yayin. So if there's yayin at the seuda, it should be also l'shorah, not only b'kli, but even b'feh. That's what Rashi says. How about without a mishta? We're not always drinking wine. I mean, it was very common to drink wine at the time of the Gemara, but we don't drink wine so much. I mean, it is important to keep in mind that when there is wine, it's much more chomer. Sometimes people go out, Matzah Shabbos, they go to a place and there's wine being served at that in that occasion. Not a simcha, not a vart, but you know, you go out. I'm not sure what to call these places, but you know, a restaurant or some other restaurants I know, some other kind of establishment where there's some kind of musical entertainment. Okay, so it's not so simple that that's mutter. If you're going to serve wine at that seuda, it's not letzorach mitzvah. They said one of the heterim that some poskim give is if it's matzei Shabbos, malava malka is letzorach mitzvah. So maybe even if you don't have the chavana, it's malava malka. Maybe there might be some kind of a heter matzei Shabbos. So let's say you want to go out on a Tuesday night. It's no mitzvah, but to date is a mitzvah. I don't know. Some people don't even find dating a simcha or a tainug. But is there a heter to do that? It's questionable. Have musical accompaniment to the seuda, the Veis HaMishnah, with yayin. Maybe the heter is if you don't drink any wine, it might be mutter. But from this Gemara, it would appear that the Veis HaMishnah, even Shira Bapuma, might be a problem. How about if it's not the Veis HaMishnah? Let's say there is no yayin. Is there any heter? So Tosfos and Dibur Maschil Zimra there on the Gemara and the Zion says that even if it's not Beves HaMishnah, even if there's no Yayin, perhaps we should Aser. He quotes from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Havakoyim v'domich b'zimra." Yerushalmi talks about someone who is getting up and going to sleep with the Zimra. And it would appear from Yerushalmi that's inappropriate, that would be inappropriate. Yerushalmi, I think, is talking about this case, that the shaila that was asked was this example, that he was koi v'domech bezimra. He was getting up and he was going to sleep with people playing music in front of him. So that's the shaila that was asked. Is it mutter to do that? Marukva sends back, it's inappropriate to do that. So that's exactly what he's talking about. That's not even talking about yayin. So Tosa says, you see that even if there's no yayin, there still might be a problem. There still might be a problem. But when is there a problem? Tosus would seem to imply that based on that Yerushalmi, the problem only exists if it's ka'im v'domech bezimra, meaning if it's rogel b'kach, if you're doing it regularly. Like a melech gets up and goes to sleep with the harps playing and with the music. So if it's a regular experience that a person has, so then according to Tosus, itaka might be osa. That's what Tosus assumes. Tosus assumes that Zimra would be osir. I think he's talking about Zimra b'kli, no? Zimra b'kli would be osir if it's rogil b'kach. Even shalo ala yayin, it might be osir if it's rogil b'kach, if it's b'kli. But b'puma, that might still be mutter. Shira b'peh might still be mutter if it's shalo ala yayin, so then according to Tosus, that might be mutter. Even if it's a regular experience, but if it's a regular occurrence, a regular custom that you have, so then that might be usher, even not on yayin, as long as it's bekli. Yes.
It seems like Tosos and even the Aruch HaShulchan make certain distinctions with pet and with an instrument. So logically, it makes sense that you should be able to do that, but it doesn't seem like the Gemara does that.
Right, the Gemara doesn't make those distinctions because the Gemara is talking about Beis HaMishnah. It's talking about with Yayin. So once we're not talking about Yayin, so then I shouldn't say we're free to make distinctions, but the distinctions make more sense. I can't disagree with the Gemara, but the Gemara is talking about Beis HaMishnah.
The Aruch HaShulchan, his distinctions seem to be when you're in a happy place or when you're in not so happy place.
The Aruch HaShulchan is not talking about Shira in general. He's not talking about Klei Zemer in general. He's talking about an Ovel.
He was talking about
I'm not talking about Avelis. I'm talking about listening to music, you know, June 4th.
Just the distinction that he made seemed to be I would think that the distinction that he makes would apply. He thinks about a place where there's simple, yeah. So then he talks about Tzmiris in general, and then later when he talks about a place that's not so mesameach, and they're getting married in the shul's courtyard, so then he specifically says a Klei Zemer.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know, is there a diuk there? That when you're in a happy place, so then any Zemer, right away, it's going to reach, like, too much happiness. And then, but if you're not such a happy place, then only a kli zemer.
That makes, that taka does make a lot of sense. But again, what's the halacha for an avel is not going to apply generally. Right? We're talking about the general halach. Is it mutter on a regular Monday or Tuesday? Is it mutter to listen to music bisman azeh? Bisman shecharev beis hamikdash. Right?
Right, but I'm saying the distinction between singing and...
There's no question that the distinction, that there is a distinction between shir. The Gemara and Gittin assume that there was a distinction. The Havamina was shir, but Peh is going to be mutter. So
right.
There's no question that there is a distinction. The question is, when should we apply that distinction? So we have to look at what the Rishonim say? Yes, sir.
Radio alarm clocks?
Radio alarm clocks playing music?
Yeah. So if you use talk radio, fine. If you...
So you're saying waking up, it's a davish aruga bakaki, waking up to music. Uh-huh. Should that be a
or
problem?
Or a CD alarm clock. Uh-huh.
I hear. It should be an issue. According to this tosis, lachar, it should be an issue. Maybe it should be avoided. You know, waking up campers in camp with music, I think, is less of a problem because you're not really interested in making them enjoy it. You just want to make noise for them. You know, you just want to excite them so that they get out of bed. And from experience, I can tell you, it's not an easy thing to do. So that's you know, even if it's a nice, you know, modani, some nice song, but it's still you're not doing it for the nice song. You're doing it so the guy's not going to turn over. So I think that's a little bit different. I think when we're talking about kings, we're saying that, you know, it was a real simcha for the king, and people would play for him, and he'd lie back in the bed before he would get up. He'd lie back in the bed and contemplate his malchus, and you know that. I think that's the kind of thing that's going on. Not that the moment the music plays, he's jumping out of bed and running off to shacharis. I don't think that's what we were talking about. So, yeah.
Tosfot what's saying we should only be machmir if a person is accustomed to it.
That's what Tosfos seems to say. That's what the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch passes. The Ramah quotes this Tosfos. Lahalacha. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah Menuchas Tainis is much more machmer. The Ramah Menuchas Tainis Perakei Halacha Yudalid says that not only will Zimra Bikli be Aser if a person is Ragel Bakach, but even if he's not Ragel Bakach, even Shalom Alayayin, the Ramah said that Zimra Bikli is going to be Aser. Zimra Bepeh might be Mutter. But Zimra Bakli is always Aser, claims the Rambam, even if it's not Bavesa Mishnah. That's a big chumrah. According to Tosas, the impression you get is that if a person is not Raga Bakach, even if it's Zimra Bakli, even if it's Shira Bakli, it'll be Mutter, Bizman Azeh. But according to the Rambam, Zimra Bakli is going to be Aser, even if a person is not Raga Bakach, even Shaloh Alayai in Zimra Bakli is going to be Aser. Big chumrah, the Rambam. Just parenthetically, the Torah quotes a tshuva of the Rambam that goes even further. The Rambam in the tshuva writes that even Zimra Bepeh is Aser, Bizman Azeh. You heard me. The Rambam says even Zimra Bepeh, a cappella music, Zimra Bepeh is Aser, not just during Sfira, the 3 weeks. Stam, it's Aser, because as a Zeichel L'Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's Aser, even Zimra Bepeh, even Shalom Alayayin. So it's interesting, the Rambam wrote that in the Tshuva, but in the Mishnah Torah, he reversed himself. So that's quite a Chumrah. The Chumrah that he has in the Tshuva is a real Chumrah. But even if we just go with these two shitas, these are both quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tav Kuf Samach quotes the Rambam, and the Ramah quotes the Tosis. This is in Tav Kuf Samach Ziv Gimel. Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosis, Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah, had a paskin. Shalom al Ayayin, not in the Beis HaMishtah, there is no wine. Is it mutter to have Shira Bekli? Can I listen to Klei Zemer Bizman Azeh? Tosis says, as long as you're not Ragel Bekach, it's fine, and that's how the Ramah paskins Ladina. The Rambam disagrees, and the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam that it's Aser, that one is not supposed to really listen to Klei Zemer at all, Bizman as a Zeich L'Churban.
There are exceptions for some sort of Simcha Shal Mitzvah.
Simcha Shal Mitzvah, obviously, for Chasen and Kala, you're allowed to, yeah, Letzarech Mitzvah Mutter. The Rambam himself quotes Letzarech Mitzvah Mutter. Reb Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuva over there in Yeredeh, Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, suggests that maybe even those who are makel for the Ramah, generally, he himself feels that you should be machmer for the Rambam. He says, in fact, he felt, I think he writes in another tshuva, that you should be machmer for the Rambam in the tshuva. You should be machmer not to have any singing. I guess Reb Moshe was not into singing. He sang Zmiras on Shabbos Mistama, but during the week, he probably felt you should not be singing at all. To go that far, I don't think people are going to. It's enough, you know, dial on what the Mechaber says. It's hard to be Machmer even for the Mechaber, not to have any Zimra Bechli at all, not to have a tape, not to have a CD, ever. Difficult. Reb Moshe says, though, that maybe even those people who are Mekil for Tosfos, those people who follow the position of the Ramah, Ashkenazim, maybe during Sphira and the 3 weeks, maybe there's room to be machmir for the Rambam. Since these are the times, the Ikka times, especially the 3 weeks, is the Ikka time for the Churban, for Avelos and Churban Beis HaMikdash. So even if we're normally not going to be machmir for the Rambam, to assume that Bizman Azeh for the Avelos and Churban Beis HaMikdash, one should not listen to Zimra B'Kli B'Chlal, the 3 weeks, and Sphira as well, perhaps we can suggest, these are times this is the Ikka time of Avelos for Churban Beis HaMikdash. So if we're not going to be knowing that way then, at least then we should be machmir for the Rambam. It's Ramosha's Chumrah. So he feels that's the basis of being machmir in the 3 weeks and machmir during Sphira, not to listen to music. Not based on the fact that an Ovel, the Sochi Beis Chodesh, doesn't listen to music, so therefore there's some kind of comparison in terms of categories, and not because of Rikudim and Mecholos. No, it's a basic Yesod. The Yesod is that, generally speaking, there's a Machlokas, there are opinions in the Rishonim who hold that as an Avelos for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we should never listen to Zimra B'Kli. So one could suggest that at least during the 3 weeks and during Sphira, since that's the Ikka time for Avelos on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, one should be machmir for those shittas. You don't have to be machmir so much, like the Rambam and the Tshuva. You don't have to say that, well, we can't sing at all. But at least, not to listen to Klei Zemer, maybe that's appropriate. Maybe it's appropriate to do so at least during the 3 weeks and during Sphira.
How is the Sphira related to the Chodesh?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. The Balamor and Psochim seems to relate it. The Balamor says that we don't say a Shechayanu on Sphira Saomer. So why not? Because he says this is the whole mitzvah is just an agmas nefesh ledavoneinu. It simply reminds us that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash because we don't have the carbon to bring. So maybe that's what he means, that if we can't bring the carbon omer, so that's a sad time for us. So that reminds us of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's why the time of Sphira is also a time of Avelos of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Moshe actually has an interesting comment in that tshuva, if you read between the lines. I mean, not between the lines, it's in the lines. He says he thinks for the same reason you should be machmir in a different circumstance, not only during the 3 weeks and during Sphira, but he says, b'kibbutz rabin, a large event, a large number of people, he says, maybe we should be machmir b'zman hazeh for Avelos for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, to have a tzibur getting together and hearing klei zemer. He thinks that's perhaps inappropriate. Maybe we should be machmir for the Rambam there as well. What kind of a gathering is he talking about? A concert. Mashakorin concert, right? Concerts. Is it mutter to have a concert? So the truth is, a lot of the concerts that the Jewish community holds are around Yom Tov time. If you have a Chol HaMoed concert, there's a big heter there. It's a very easy heter, because you could say it's Letzorech HaMitzvah, Simchas Yom Tov. Even the Haas concert. Now you could say the Haas concert is also the Tzarech Mitzvah, the Tzarech Tztaka. They're raising money. I think the Haas summer program exists because of the Haas concert, no? They raise all the money for the Haas school and for the summer program, etc., based on the concert. So, it's still difficult, but maybe there's room to be made. You know, the Haas concert is always a presentation. They talk a lot about Haas at the concert. It's not just music. They have a presentation and people talk about Haas and they make a big deal out of it. So it could be, maybe that was the head. Maybe they spoke to Poskim, who said, well, you have to mention what the concert is for. You can't just have a concert. Recently, there have been more concerts in other contexts. At the beginning of Chodesh Adar, so there have been concerts. There's been a lot of controversy with different concerts. So I think part of the controversy is based on this idea. If you assume Reb Moshe is correct, that b'kibbutz rabim, one should abstain from listening to klei zemer, so to be matter a concert is nishposhet. It's not such a simple idea. I'm not talking about a rock concert. I'm talking about a Jewish music concert. Right? To be matter a rock concert bismanazeh is mamish nishposhet. I'm not talking about that. But even to be matter Jewish music is not so simple either, because maybe b'kibbutz rabim, that's too much simcha. Azoy vayt so far, maybe that's too much simcha. So if it's the tzarech mitzvah, maybe there's room to be makel, but you have to really work on that to try to figure out, is there really a tzarech mitzvah? It's not so simple that there's a tzarech mitzvah in all circumstances. But stam to have a concert, there is room to say, maybe there is a problem with that. Yes?
The Yerushalmi that did Tosos quotes, isn't it possible that, I mean, if it was just a question that the Yerushalmi was answering of a specific case, then isn't it possible that really Tosos holds that it's always usher? or that you should always be mafmir for listening.
Well, doesn't
Tosfos
say bechahu bechayotzebo like the Yerushalmi? He says like the case of the Yerushalmi, which was the koyved donat bezimra.
Well, I thought that he was saying like this case.
That's what the Ramah means. The Ramah says from Tosfos, you see that only like the Yerushalmi, then there's going to be an iser. So if it's koyved donat bezimra, he gets up and he goes to sleep with music. So then he's ragel because then there'll be a problem.
Saying, like this case, as in that shows us that.
I think that's what tells us. Let's go back. We mentioned last time as well the Mishnah of Chavavam and Beis. You want, you can turn to the packet. On Chavavam and Beis, the Mishnah says Shabbos Shachal Tishba B'Lios B'Socha. Asim Elasaper Melachabes. Now we're going to move to the 9 days. We finished discussing the 3 weeks and the different Isurim that the Ashkenazim are knowing. Let's move to the 9 days. But before we get to the 9 days, we have to get to the Ikar Din. The 9 days is a later Chumrah of the Sfardim, a Chumrah of. Not only the Sfardim, I'm saying even the Sfardim are knowing the Chumrah of the 9 days as an extension of Mishenicha Sab Mimati B'Simcha, but the Iker Halacha of the 9 days is Shavua Shechal Bo Tishba. So Shabbos Shechal Tishba B'Lios B'Socha, the Mishnah says Asum L'Saper M'Lachabes. There are two Isurim. One can't take a haircut when it's not allowed L'Chabes. Vas Meintas M'Lachabes? What does that mean? Chabes sounds like to do laundry. To do laundry. Says the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Turn to the next page. Shabbos Shachal Tishah B'Av Liyos B'Soch Hashem Zlat L'Sap L'Chabes. Amar Rav Nachman Lo Shana Wela L'Chabes V'Lilbo. Shabbos L'Chabes U'Lo Haniach Mutar. Rav Nachman says the only issur in Shavuot Shachal Bo is L'Chabes V'Lilbo. But L'Chabes U'Lo Haniach, to do a Ma'isa Kibus, but to leave the clothes until after Tishah B'Av, that's Mutar. Rav Nachman seems to say that there's no issur in the Kibus per se. A kibbutz is not a simcha. Most people don't find doing laundry a simcha. Maybe some miyot of people find doing laundry a simcha. I've never met them yet. So Rav Nachman holds doing the kibbutz itself is mutter. It's lechabes v'lilbo shaha, to wear the begadim. That's going to be awesome. Rav Sheshe samana afilu lechabes ulahaniach oser. Rav Sheshe says that even lechabes ulahaniach, even to do the kibbutz to leave the begadim for after shavuot shachal, but that's going to be oser as well. And he says, Tei the batli katsri de beirav. The minig used to be that the laundromats closed for this time, for the whole week. They were closed. They took a vacation. They went to the Beis Medrash. So that proves that it's usher, even lohaniach la'achat ishbav. If l'chabisu lohaniach would be muta, so why is batli katsri de beirav? They should still be open. Let them do laundry. Well, I won't wear the begadim now. They shouldn't give back any of the begadim until after tishbav, and it won't be a problem. Obviously, you see that even l'chabisu lohaniach is going to be usher. So this is the machlokas amarayim. What does lechabes in the Mishnah mean? Does it mean even lechabes ulahaniach, or does it only mean lechabes velilbosh? Machlokas amarayim. So the simple shot, simple understanding is that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are disagreeing about the very nature of the Isser. Rav Nachman seems to say that the Isser that the Mishnah is mentioning is an Issa Levisha, Lechabes Velilbosh. There's no Issa of Kibbutz, because if there would be an Issa Kibbutz, even if I'm a Chabes Lohaniach La'achat Ishbosh, it should still be Issa. Rav Sheshe seems to be saying that the Issa is an Issa of Kibbutz, as the simple Lashon of the Mishnah seems to be, L'Saper Lechabes. What's Rav Nachman going to do with the Lashon of the Mishnah? The Lashon of the Mishnah seems to be very difficult. This Kasha is raised by the Rosh. The Rosh and Siman Lamed Beis is also in the packet, in the Gemara packet. The Rosh quotes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and he says, I think Rav Sheshes is right, we should paskin like Rav Sheshes, that even Lechavis Ulohaniach is Aser. Because the Rav Nachman, he says, Havalei Lamemer, Aser Lilbosh Kelim Mechubasim. The Mishnah shouldn't have said Aser Melasapim Lechavis, it should have said, you're not allowed to wear Kelim Mechubasim. Is that what the Mishnah says? So from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Rosh is Medayik, Rav Nachman has trouble, Rav Nachman must be wrong, Rav Sheshes must be correct. So then the Rosh suggests something interesting. He says, V'lomis tabel amemra, what could you suggest? Maybe Rav Nachman holds that there is an Isser to be lovesh mechubasim, but only mechubasim that you launder during Shavuot Shechalbo. Maybe that's how he understands the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Asim Elisapim Melechabes, is saying, you're not allowed to wear Mechubasim if you are Mechabes them B'Shavu Shechabot Tishavah. Maybe that's what the Mishnah meant. So it says the Rosh, that can't be, because what's the Chilak? If we'll say Rav Nachman admits that it's usa to wear begadim mechubasim, so why should I say it's usa to wear begadim mechubasim only if they were in Iskabes during Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah? It should be usa even if they were in Iskabes beforehand. Once you tell me it's usa to wear mechubasim, that means that you must understand that wearing begadim mechubasim is a simcha, it's a kind of a tainug. Because after all, that's what's usa during Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah. There's some sense of avelus that you're supposed to have during Shavuot Shechalbo, and wearing mechubasim is a problem. That's a contradiction to that sense. But if you tell me that, why should it matter whether they were mechubasim during Shavuot Shechalbo or mechubasim from beforehand? So he says, that's why I think Rav Sheshis is correct. That's how the Rosh ends it. So you see clearly from the Rosh that he understands that if we're going to assume that there's an Isser of Levisha of Begadim Mechubasim, that should extend not only to Begadim that were Mechubasim during Shavuot Shechalba, but even Begadim that were Mechubasim beforehand. So what comes out is that if we understand Rav Sheshis as adding on to Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshis is not only Lechavis Velilbosh, but even Lechavis Ulohaniach. What is Rav Sheshis saying? He's saying it's even also to do kibbutz, even if you're not going to wear the clothing, but he agrees to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman clearly is answering some kind of Levisha of Begadim Mechubasim. So what comes out is that according to the Rosh, if we're paskin like Rav Sheshes, what should emerge is that it's usur to be mechabes during Shavuot Shechalba, whether you have in mind to wear the begadim or not, and it should be usur to wear begadim mechabasim, whether you're mechabes them during Shavuot Shechalba Teshuvah, or you're mechabes them beforehand. Because Rav Sheshes, after all, is saying both isurim exist. It's usur to be mechabes, that's why even lechabes ulohaniach is usur, and it's also usur to wear begadim mechabasim. And the Rosh already said, if it's usur to wear begadim mechabasim, maishna shavuot shechavo, maishna kodem shavuot shechavo, they both should be exactly the same. This is the conclusion of the Rosh. This is in fact what the Ramban writes as well. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam, in the packet, the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam, packet 3, writes this explicitly. This is on page Kuf Pei Tes. Page 1, Omud Kuf Pei Tes in the Ramban. Ubedimukei hatzarfate matzina l'rashi shiita l'hachlev v'lilbosh b'shimis me'aveilus cholak ha'mechubas kodem l'chein. The Balitos is quoted from Rashi that if an ovel has to change his clothing in the middle of Shiva, he's allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing that were laundered before him. V'ein zanachon, he says it's wrong, thinks it's incorrect. When they said that an ovel is asa b'kfisa, lo l'chabes bilvad amru. They didn't just say it's asa for him to do a maisa kibbutz, the action of kibbutz. Shalom ibn issa malacha naguba. The issa of kibbutz is not because of malacha. Ela sha'asa lilbosh. It's asa to be lovesh the begadim mechubas. V'chein begihutz le'inyan shloshim. Gihutz. Gihutz, that's a new word. Gihutz means to iron. Right, iron clothing. There are actually different definitions in the Rishonim, what the chiluk between kibbutz and gihutz is. We'll work with the Oruch's definition. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph quotes different definitions. The Oruch is the easiest, that we can best understand that. The kibbutz means laundering in a washing machine. Of course, they didn't have a washing machine in those times, but laundering with just water. And gihutz, as he said, is to put a very heavy stone on top of the clothes. I hope that's not what the dry cleaners do. But because it means to iron them to make it very flat. So gihutz is a more significant process. So says the Ramban, v'chein begihutz l'inyan shloshim levisha astru, u'levisha hizkiru ben shekibson achsha ben shekibson mikodem l'chein. What's the difference whether they mechabes them during the period or earlier? It continues the Ramban, v'chein shav shechal tishbav liyos besocha, the same is true for shavu shechalvo l'inyan klei pishtan. Levisha san astru v'afilu ben mechabasim etchila mashma. The only time that it's asa to do kvisa mitam melacha is in yomim shel shvisa, like by Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, whatever. Says the Ramban, avada kibbutz is going to be asa, but that's because it's asa mitam levisha. The real issa we're talking about is levisha. So if the issa is levisha, maishna kodem, maishna besoch hazman. It's daka v'soch shavu shachab v'tishvav. The ikar iser is the iser levisha, zok the Ramban. So there should be no reason to distinguish between kibbutz before shavu shachab or kibbutz during shavu shachab. The Ramban and the Rosh go in tandem. They go together. That even if we paskin like Rav Sheshes that there is an iser of kibbutz, Rav Sheshes doesn't deny the fact that there's an iser levisha as well. And if there's an iser of levisha, so that should apply not only if the begadim were mechubasim during Shavuot Shechavah, but even if they were mechubasim beforehand. This is all in sharp contrast to whom? Whom?
Rambam.
The Rambam. Very good. The Rambam in Ilchas Tainios implies that the Issa Levisha of freshly laundered clothing only applies to Kalim Meguhatsim and not to Kalim Mechubasim. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam in Ilchas Tainios Perakei Halacha Vav writes, V'shabash achal tishba b'lios besocha osu l'saper l'chabes v'lilbosh kli meguhats. Osu l'saper l'chabes, you can't take a haircut, you can't wash clothing, you can't do kibbutz, v'lilbosh kli meguhats. It doesn't say v'lilbosh kli meguhats. It sounds like there are tzvei dinim in this Rambam. Briska Rambam. The Briska Rav noted this in the Rambam. Sounds like there are tzvei dinim in this Rambam. There is an issa kibbutz, there's an issa maisa, and there's an issa levisha. There's an issa kibbutz, an issa gihutz, but there's also an issa of levisha. Levishas meguhatsim, not levishas mechubasim. Regarding the issa maisa, the Rambam talks about kibbutz. Kolshke and gihutz would be asur during Shavuot Shachamah. Regarding the issa levisha, the Rambam doesn't mention mechubasim, he only says klei meguhatz, kli meguhatz. So it sounds as though the Rambam holds, regarding Levisha, there's this distinction to be drawn between Meguhatsim as opposed to Mechubasim. The Magen Mishnah disagreed. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam says, Lav Davka Nokat. The Rambam is Lav Davka. He mentioned Meguhatsim, but he really means Mechubasim as well. He really means the same as the Rambam. Wow. That's quite a diuk. Or I should better say, what the Magen Mishnah is saying is throwing out quite a diuk. He's not being medayak in the Rambam. He's just saying, it's not a deal to really take seriously. I don't know. The Briska Rav points out in a sefer on the Rambam that you can be medayak this in Hilchas Ovel as well. It's not just in Hilchas Tainius. You know, if the Rambam only said this in Hilchas Tainius, we'd say, okay, the Rambam is Lav Davka. He really meant the same as the Ramban and the Rosh. Zok the Briska Rav, but look at the Rambam in Hilchas Ovel. He says the same thing. The Rambam in Hilchas Ovel, Perek Hei, Aloha Gimel says, Ukashem Sho'ovel also bekibus begodim. Kach aser lilbosh kelim levanim chadoshim umeguhatsim. Kishem. The Rambam is making a comparison here, but his comparison is mixing oranges and pickles. He's saying kishem she'avel aser bekibus begadim. The avel is aser in the ma'isa kibus begadim. Kach aser to do what? So okay, we can say kach aser. I would say to be megahitz begadim. It's also an issa ma'isa. Okay, so I can make a comparison like that. It's also to do a ma'isa kibbutz. It's also to do a ma'isa gihutz. Or I can say, k'shem she'aser l'chabis begadim, kach aser lilbosh kelim mechubasim. Just like it's also to do a ma'isa kibbutz, one can't wear kelim mechubasim. But the Rambam switches planes here. The Rambam says, k'shem she'aser lilbosh. What does he say? K'shem she'aser she'ovel aser b'kibbutz begadim. Just like an ovel is aser in the ma'isa kibbutz. So too, he's usher lilbosh meguhats. It's clear that the Rambam is drawing a distinction here. The Rambam is saying, look, I don't have to tell you that the ovel can't be megahetz as kalim because it's a davar poshut, it's a makal v'chomer from kibbutz. If he can't be mechabes, of course he can't be megahetz. I don't have to tell you that. But kashem that the ovel is usher in every ma'isa kibbutz / gihutz, so too he's not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing either. But there, the Rambam says kalim meguhatsim. The Rambam's not talking about gihutz until that point, so it seems pretty clear that the Rambam would hold it in Avel is allowed to wear kelim mechubasim. That's the simple understanding of the Rambam. Certainly putting the two together, putting Hilchas Avel together with Hilchas Tainios, the clear implication of the Rambam, the diuk becomes much stronger. The clear implication of the Rambam is like what the Briska Rav, Rav Elvel in his Moron Riz HaLevi, in Hilchas Avel points out, in page 2, it's pretty clear. Because according to the Rambam, lo nemar be'isser kibus, lo nemar be'isser kibus isser al halavisha. The isser in kibus was not set on the levisha itself; it was only set on the ma'isa. The alkein eino osa be'levisha rak be'levanim chadashim meguhatsim mishum isura de gihutz v'lo mishum isura de kibus. Kibus applies according to the Rambam to the ma'isa, not to the levisha. Gihutz applies not only to the Maisa, but to the Levisha as well. That's why the Rambam distinguishes. So there's a serious machlokas over here. The Lechem Mishnah already was sensitive to this Rambam, but he has a little bit of a different interpretation, not quite the same as the Brisker Rambam. It seems clear that the Rambam is disagreeing with the Ramban and the Rosh. The Rambam is claiming that both in Ovel and during Shavuot Shechalbo, a person is allowed to wear begadim mechubasim as long as they were in the skabes before Shavuot Shechalbo. So that would knock out all of those minhagim that they have in the camps that people are trying on their clothing, and people try to figure out how many pairs of pants you buy. When I was in camp, some guy was walking around with 5 shirts and 7 pants. That's ridiculous. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Above the second pair of pants, you're not wearing that on your body, so you can't wear 5. It's very humorous, but maybe during this time we shouldn't be doing humorous things. Okay, whatever. It might be very humorous, but it's not going to work. Even if you say that wearing a beged before Shavuot Shechalbo or before the 9 days will solve the problem of wearing the chubasim, but it has to be a beged that you're wearing on your body. But wearing the beged and then changing it every 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever, 15 minutes. We'll talk tomorrow if you really have to do that at all. At least for certain types of begad, maybe for some yes, maybe for some not. We have to get to that. But according to the Rambam, there's no need for that. The Rambam did away with the minig in the camps. There's no need for that. Just do the laundry beforehand. That's hot enough. But you have to try on the clothing. Right, that would definitely. The camps wouldn't like it. It would ruin that great activity. Very easy in terms of the scheduling, but according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to try on anything. Just be mechabes the clothing beforehand, and everything would be fine. Yeah.
Why is the Rambam in Hechos Avel better raya than?
It's not a better raya, but it's the combination of both. I think the combination of both Hechos Avel and Hechos Tainis shows that the diuk that we had from Hechos Tainis is compelling. That the Magen Mishnah is more difficult than the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah seems correct. The Lechem Mishnah is medayek in the Rambam, that he holds that it's mutter to wear mechubasim. The chubasim, I should say, mechubasim before Shavuot Shechalbo, just like in the case of Hilchos Avel, the Rambam says that an Avel is allowed to wear begadim that were mechubasim before the Avelis. So it's just the tziruf of both Rambams simply makes the diuk that the Lechem Mishnah had in Hilchos Tainius more compelling.
What?
The Lechem Mishnah is different in a certain detail. I don't want to get to it here.
Oh,
we can talk about it after Shia.
Okay.
The Lechem Mishnah and the Brisker Rav are working in tandem. The Lechem Mishnah is a bit more complicated. Brisker Rav doesn't deal with all of the details of Hilchos Tainios, so it's a little bit easier. You have to work out some of the details. But this is the basic yesod of the Rambam. What's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam on the one hand, the Rosh and the Ramban on the other? Why should I say that it's mutter to wear the mechubasim beforehand, those kelim that were mechubasim before Shavuot Shechalbo? Why should I say that it's asur? Lechora, the Rosh and the Ramban are right. If you're going to tell me that it's asur to wear mechubasim during Shavuot Shechalbo, and mind you, the Rambam, I should point out, the Rambam has to say that begadim that were niskabsu during Shavuot Shechalbo are definitely aser. Because Rav Sheshes is adding on to Rav Nachman. Right? Lechabes ulohaniach is an addition. Rav Sheshes has to admit that lechabes velilbosh is going to be aser. So even though the Rambam doesn't say that, the Rambam will have to admit that lechabes velilbosh is going to be aser. If you do laundry, if you launder clothing during Shavuot Shechalbo Tishvav, you're not going to be able to wear those clothes. So why? So presumably the Rambam holds that's a special knas. It's not really the ikar halacha of the Issa Kibbutz to wear mechubasim. There's no issa to wear mechubasim. That's why there's no issa to wear begadim that were mechubasim before Shavuot Shechalbo. Aye, but the chaves v'lilbosh? No. That's because there's some kind of a kanas. If you did something wrong, you did a maisa kibus. The Rambam holds that kibus is gefelach. The maisa kibus is definitely aser. So if you did an iser, Rav Sheshes holds the maisa kibus is aser. So we're going to say that it's aser to wear those clothing too, that clothing too. But the Rosh and the Ramban seem to be correct. Once you're going to tell me that it's aser to wear clothing, there's some significance to the iser of wearing begadim mechubasim. So why shouldn't there be an iser to wear begadim mechubasim from beforehand? There's an issa to wear begadim gohatsim, but not begadim mechubasim. Why? What's going on in this Rambam? So I thought maybe the machlokas rishonim as to whether it's mutter to wear begadim mechubasim before Shavuot Shechalbo or not, begadim that were mechubasim before Shavuot Shechalbo, can you wear them during Shavuot Shechalbo? It's related to the nature of the issa of kibbutz in general. All the Rishonim are going to say, Rav Sheshes holds that it's also to be mechabes kelim during Shavuot Shachar. You can't be mechabes begodim. Why is that also? What's the yisur basement? So one could say that in the scheme of things, when we talk about kibbutz, maybe the primary yisur is really the yisur levisha of begodim mechubasim. The yisur of levisha of laundered clothing. The yisur maisa of kibbutz is only a corollary to the yisur levisha. One way to look at it is that the real Isser, the primary Isser, is the Isser of Isha. The Isser of Kibbutz is like a sniff. It's a siog, perhaps. It's a corollary. It's secondary to the Isser of Isha. What kind of secondary Isser could it be? So you could say one of two things. Did you see in the Ramban? The Ramban himself suggests two possibilities. Why should it be Isser to do Kibbutz? If the real Isser is the Isser Levisha. The Ramban himself uses a Lashon that the Isser is an Isser Levisha. What did he say? Iker Isser B'Levisha, who he says. The real Isser is the Isser Levisha. That's why the Ramban is so troubled. If the Isser is an Isser Levisha, so how can he distinguish what only begodim that I was mechabes during Shavuot Shachavo, that's also, but begodim that we meskapsu beforehand on Mutter, well, what kind of a distinction is that? The Isser Levisha is an Isser Levisha. So if the Isser is an Isser Levisha, why should it be also to do laundry b'chlal? Why is it also to do laundry? Why should it be us to do laundry? So truth is, the Trumas Hadeshen gives the reason that some of you mentioned yesterday. Trumas Hadeshen has a very strange reason. He suggests in Simchah Chuf Nun Beis, in page 3 there, he says doing laundry is simcha. You heard it? And the Trumas Hadeshen did not have a whirlpool. Ein iser kibbutz b'shabbos zu mishum da iser malacha. Can you read that? Just one second. Ein iser kibbutz b'shabbos zu mishum da iser malacha. That must be a lot of typos over here. Okay, let's skip a little bit. Sha'asru chachamim l'sapar l'chabes kedei l'ma'et b'simcha u'laharos aveilus. That part we can read. Okay? The Trumas Hadeshen is talking about is in mutter, if you're a Jewish dry cleaner or a laundromat, can you wash the clothes that belong to Goyim during Shavuot Shechavot Teshuva? So he says, I don't see why not. He says, because the whole Isser of Kibbutz is because of simcha to show the aveilus. So what kind of a simcha do I have? I'm washing Goyish clothes. I'm washing my own clothes. I'm washing Jewish clothing. So that produces simcha. But washing the Goyish clothing, that doesn't produce simcha. What's the Trumas Hadeshen saying? Kibbutz is a simcha? Did I hear that right? It's a simcha to launder clothing? What the Trumas Hadeshen must mean is, what's the simcha in Kibbutz? The act of Kibbutz? The Levisha, meaning, if I launder clothing, what's going to happen? I have freshly laundered clothing. Ah, that's a simcha. So now kibbutz becomes a simcha because the process bringing me to the freshly laundered clothing is mitzdaref. Meaning I feel simcha in the kibbutz because I say, oh my gosh, I have nothing to wear anymore. Now I'll have something new. So just going through the process makes me happy too. That's probably what the Trumas Hadeshen meant. That the ikkar really is the levisha. The levisha is the simcha. That really should be the ikkar. Is the kibbutz is aser as a corollary to the levisha because that produces the fact that I have simcha in the levisha that produces simcha in the kibbutz as well. Are you?
So, you're saying it's for a Jew doing non-Jew's laundry. So what about the other way around? What about a guy doing Jew's laundry because the process is the result is what counts. So the result, if you're gonna have simcha from the right. Fresh laundry. So, even if the guy does,
that's a good point. We're gonna get to that later. We're gonna talk about that. I'm not sure we're gonna get to it today, but that's a very good point. There could be mitzad simcha if I give my clothes into the dry cleaner. So, it's not a simcha for the guy to clean the clothes, but I do get the simcha from giving it into the dry cleaner because now I'm gonna. The process is really my process. I'm having the guy do it. Is he my shliach or not my shliach? It's not a din shlichas here. But the fact is, I do get a simcha from giving in the clothing to the dry cleaner, so maybe that should be awesome. We'll see. We'll try to apply some of the svaras to that case. There's a machlokas in the achronim that maybe we'll deal with tomorrow as to whether it's mutter to give clothing to a goyish, a laundromat, a dry cleaner on Shavuot Shechavo during the 9 days and tell the guy, I'm not going to pick it up until after Tisha B'Av. So he knows he's only washing it for after Tisha B'Av. Is that us or is that mutter? So we'll try to discuss some of the svaras in that issue when we get there. Avi, did you have something? Washing for little children might be mutter anyway. Mishnah Berurah says that since little children dirty their clothing frequently, so it might be that the whole history of kibbutz was not said for them. That wasn't part of the gzera. The gzera is people who can have, who can wear dirty clothing. Because when we talk about dirt, we mean dirty clothing. It's not fresh. The clothing are not fresh. But if you have mud stains on your pants, it's mutter to wash. To wash those clothing, even during Shavuot, Shachavot, Tisha B'Av. The problem then will be is might be mutter to wash, but how can you wear them? Because now, aside from the fact that you don't have dirt on your clothes, but now it's freshly on the clothing. So when it comes to kids, since children might not have the same dine avelus, they might not be b'nei chinuch for avelus and churban beis hamikdash. So the wearing is not the problem. So the only problem is my washing, but I'm washing laheter because it's mutter for them to wear the clothing anyway. So that might not be included in the whole. But if someone else gets a dirty pair of pants, so he can wash it, but the problem is, how should he wear it? So the post can talk about that, maybe get someone else to wear it first, because the other person doesn't get any hana from putting on your clothes. Or maybe you should put it on the ground a little bit, get it a little bit dirty, but not quite as dirty as it was before, because then you've accomplished nothing. Right? So it's a little bit strange. But the normal case is, we're talking about that your clothes are not freshly laundered. Right? We know what that means. Right? You know what it means to have a pair of pants that you've been wearing for the last 3 days. You can wear it. It's not a problem, but it's not fresh and laundered. It doesn't produce the same kind of simcha. So this is what the Trumas Sanhedrin says. The Ramban doesn't go so far. Ramban apparently felt that kibbutz might not be the most joyful experience. But the Ramban suggests that maybe the issue of kibbutz also stems from the Levisha. Which Ramban am I talking about? The second column there on page 1. But let's just jump to the jugular of the Ramban. He's talking about Avelus, and then he connects to Shavu Shechalbo. Let's just pick it up from the second to last line in that segment, in that bracket. Ve'eno inyan l'shavah shel Tisha B'Av, d'hasam gozru aleim im neshe yisuro shavah b'chal adam. That's an iser kibus, shlo yasu malacha she'en atzricha. Chazal didn't want you to do a malacha she'en atzricha on Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av l'yos b'socha. V'yavou ba Lidei chashad o lidei takola. It's quite a statement in the Ramban. What's the Ramban saying? What is the Ramban saying? Ramban is saying that the issue of kibbutz is either midin chashad, that people are going to think you're going to wear mechubasim, or it's mishum takola, that you might forget what's the freshly laundered clothing or not. It's like a siog. That's the Ramban working in tandem with what he said in column 1. That the real Isser of Kibbutz is an Isser of Levisha. The Isser of Kibbutz is simply a prat, it's a corollary, it's secondary to the Levisha. Not as the Trumas Hadeshim would say, that Kibbutz is also because Levisha is a Simcha V'Tainuk, so Kibbutz is also because it reminds me of the Levisha, it's also also Mitam Simcha V'Tainuk. But even though the Ramban is not working with the Trumas Hadeshim's approach, but it's the same basic idea, that the primary Isser is one of Levisha. Kibbutz is tofel to the Levisha. Kibbutz is a corollary to the Levisha. The way that the Ramban would have you believe, it's also because of chashat, that people are going to think that you're going to be lovish to begadim mechubasim. Or it's also because of takala, it's a siyag that you might come to wear begadim mechubasim. This is the first basic approach. Okay? The first approach is that really when it comes to kibbutz, and gihu, it's the primary issa is one of Levisha, and the issa maisa is only secondary to the Levisha. Either because the Issa Maisa also engenders a sense of simcha, like the Trumas Hadeshim would have it, or as the Ramban says, that the Issa of Kibbutz is because of a takala, a siyoga, that maybe you might come to wear the clothing, or chashad, that people might think that you're going to wear the clothing. This is one possibility. But the other possibility is to say, maybe that's Feidinim, maybe the Issa Levisha and the Issa Maisa have nothing to do with each other. They're two different Isurim, and they're unrelated to each other. It's not that the Kibbutz is connected to the Levisha. It's because of the Levisha that Kibbutz is Asur as well. Maybe they're two totally different Isurim. We mentioned yesterday that Rashi on the Gemara and Tainis there on Daf Chavtes Amid Beis has a different reason for why it's Asur to do Kibbutz during Shavuot Shechalbo. What's the reason of Rashi? Anyone?
Nirkamesiyachdas.
Rashi says that the reason why Kibbutz is also during Shavuot Shechalbo Tishba is because Nirek Mesiach Das Min HaAvelus. that it looks like a hesach hadas from the aves. Looks like you're not staying focused on the churban. That's why kibbutz is us. Now why is it mesiach das? Is it mesiach das because you're involved in some act which is going to produce simcha later? That's what Bradley, I think, suggested at one point yesterday. That maybe the reason why it's nearer to mesiach das is because you're showing that you want to do something joyful. I don't know if we have to go that far. Maybe we could say that wearing begadim mechubasim is not joyful. It's not simcha or tainug. It doesn't produce a tainug. Wearing kelim mechubasim? wearing iron clothing, that I could see. You send your suit to the dry cleaner, comes back nicely pressed. I could see that producing simcha. A person puts on a new suit for Shabbos. That is a davar shel simcha. You put your khaki dockers into the laundry and they come back. Did I get the nusach correct?
Sure.
You put your pants in the laundry and they come back clean. So they're clean. Is that a simcha tainug? The Trumas Hadeshim may have assumed they're a simcha tainug, but who says we have to assume that it's a simcha tainug? Wearing megahatzah might be a simcha tainug, but who says levishas begadim mechubasim is a simcha tainug? Maybe the maisa of kibbutz is aser because it's so involved. Kibbutz at the time of the Gemara was an involved process. It's a malacha. So maybe to be involved in such a malacha, that's a hesach hadas from the avelos. That looks like a being mesiach das from the avelos. Maybe that's why it's aser. So I thought perhaps, maybe this is the machlokes Yishon. Maybe the Ramban l'shitaso, the Rosh, subscribes to the Ramban, and maybe the Trumas Hadeshin, either way you want to slice it, that there's a relationship between the Issa Kibbutz and the Issa Levisha. The reason why Kibbutz is Aser is because of Levisha. So if you find an Issa Kibbutz, there has to be an Issa Levisha. It makes no sense for there not to be an Issa Levisha if there's an Issa Kibbutz, because the Kibbutz is only Aser because of Levisha anyway. Because of a Takala that you might come to be Lovish Mechubasim, or because of Chashad, or like the Trumas Hadeshin would say, let's just leave the Trumas Hadeshin out for a moment. Just take the Ramban. If kibbutz is also because of takala, because of chashad, so there's no iser levisha of mechubasim, so what's the takala of chashad? Why should there be an iser of kibbutz? If it's mutter to wear mechubasim because it's not a problem to wear mechubasim during Shavua Shechalbo, if they were mechubasim from beforehand, so why should there be an iser kibbutz? So that's why the Ramban felt compelled to say that there must be an iser to wear mechubasim. And once there's an iser to wear mechubasim, maishna mechubasim that were niskabsu toch shavu shechalbo, maishna if they were niskabsu beforehand. What's the difference? It's also to wear mechubasim, and I'll tell you why it's also to wear mechubasim. Because the Mishnah says, Shabbos shechal teshuva v'yos besocha, also l'sachar l'chabes. There's an issa kibbutz. I see from the Mishnah there's an issa kibbutz. Says the Ramban, if there's an issa kibbutz, it's got to be an issa levisha. If there's an issa levisha, it shouldn't matter when the kibbutz took place, whether it's during Shavu Shechalbo or beforehand. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds there's no issa to wear mechubasim, really. The only reason why even Rav Sheshes would say that Asa L'Saper, Asa L'Chabes V'Lilbosh, that's a special knas. You did a kibbutz, you did the wrong thing by doing kibbutz, so we'll tell you, you can't even wear the clothes. But Me'ikar Adin, there really shouldn't be any issa to wear mechubasim. There's no simcha v'tainag in wearing mechubasim according to the Rambam. When is there a simcha v'tainag from wearing freshly laundered clothing? Not mechubasim, but rather megohatsim. The Rambam says there's not enough simcha v'tainag in wearing mechubasim to Asar. Only Meguhatsim, there's simcha v'tainug. That's why an Avel can't wear Meguhatsim. That's why during Shavu Shechalbo, during the 9 days, you're not allowed to wear Meguhatsim. But wear Mechubasim? If you weren't Mechabes during Shavu Shechalbo, you didn't violate the Isser, so we're not going to cancel you. There's no knas to talk about. The wearing of Mechubasim should be perfectly mutter. The only thing that's Isser is Kibbutz. Not because of some kind of Siog, a Takola, a gzeira atu levisha, not because of chashad. Why is kibbutz asar? Maybe the Rambam holds like Rashi, because it's like a hesach hadas from the avelos. That's independent of levisha. It's unrelated to the levisha. So that's why the Rambam says there's no stira. Don't tell me that I can't have an iser kibbutz without an iser levisha mechubasim. Without an iser levisha, how can there be an iser kibbutz? What do the two have to do with each other? The Rambam will say, I hold there isn't enough simchan tainug in wearing begadim mechubasim to asar independently. The only issur of wearing mechubasim would be if you were mechabes during Shavu Shechalbo, because then we put a knas on it. But if you are mechabes during Shavuot Shahava, why should there be any Yisr? There's no Simcha V'Tainug. There's only a Simcha V'Tainug in wearing Megohatzim. That's Taka Osir, both for an Ovel and during the 9 days, during Shavuot Shahava. But that is unrelated to the Yisr of Kibbutz, says the Rambam. The Yisr of Kibbutz is an Yisr Maisa, because it's like a Hesach Hadas from the Avelos. So that will apply even if there's no Yisr Levisha of Begodim Mechubas.